What's going on? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We are the products of public school, but most importantly, we're a show that is overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read through and irresponsibly speculate through all of the internet's clickbait garbage, so you don't have to.
Yes, we are. And today's topic is going to be weird alcohol inventions? Weird alcohol...
Illegal booze.
Yeah, well, some of this is legal. But it should probably be illegal.
So we're going to talk about alcohol. I'm always down to talk about booze.
I thought you would. That's why I picked these. So this first one is called Shop Caught Selling Extra Strength Vodka That Is Unfit For Human Consumption.
150,000 times the strength of regular vodka.
Yes, you heard that correctly. 150,000 times the strength.
Is that just gasoline at that point?
I'm wondering the
same. That sounds like it's going to kill you.
It doesn't sound like
there's a reason why that you don't do that.
Yeah, and in fact.
It's like drinking Sterno.
Yes, yes.
You can get drunk doing that. It's the same thing.
This alcohol was so strong that the liquor license was revoked from every business caught selling it.
What bathtub was it brewed in that they started selling it to just local party stores?
Because
that sounds like a homemade job.
It does.
Like someone's making moonshine.
These stores that were carrying it were part of an undercover sting, and they were raided to seize this vodka and take it off the street. Oh my God, listen to this. The name of the vodka is Crack Off.
Crack Off?
Yes. That's the actual name, Crack Off. And they are selling it in the medicine section.
Oh, it sounds too much like Jack Off, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's in the medicine section. They used to prescribe heroin back in the day as medicine, so maybe...
Oh, okay. So it comes in a medicine form that you'll find next to, like, the NyQuil and stuff. But it also comes in an actual Crack Off bottle.
Is it to sterilize things? Like alcohol's used to sterilize things? Is that what it's used for in the medical side? Quote unquote, my air quotes.
But who would ever sell, who would ever buy something next to the NyQuil called Crack Off?
Not me.
Which is probably why they put it there, because they know no one's going to buy that.
Well, if it's next to the NyQuil, it'll sure knock you out if it's 150,000 mm-hmm. times stronger than your average vodka.
Oh, yeah. So the Crack Off bottle looks a lot like a Smirnoff bottle in terms of the actual full size fifth. It's very similar in design to Smirnoff.
This ain't Smirnoff. This is Crack Off.
Crack Off. Yes.
Crack off and Coke, please.
Some Dollar Tree Smirnoff, a crack off.
It's like a Molotov cocktail in a bottle. Like, you can literally just blow anything up with that thing.
Oh, you're not even kidding. You seriously could.
I would think that would be, you know, if you're out there protesting, again, air quotes.
Yes.
You could use that.
Oh, yeah.
As a Molotov cocktail.
No
right?
doubt. This would have to go up in flames because even, this has got to be over 190 proof.
Nobody's
this
drinking it.
It's a fifth.
Nobody's drinking that.
Someone's got to be drinking it if it comes in a fifth. This
you know how they usually put
pint.
Out stuff that they say is one thing, but it's used for other stuff?
The gas station roses that are actually used
crack pipes.
For the crack pipes. Yeah.
Exactly. That's along the lines with that.
Crack
and that
off.
Spice, the synthetic marijuana.
Yes.
Where it's sold as potpourri or something, or is it foot powder or bath salts?
Oh,
that's
my God.
Not that.
Speaking
that's
of bath salts.
That's a Molotov cocktail. That's not anything for people to drink.
Crack Off also comes in packets. So you can get it in the packet, you can get it in the medicine bottle, or you can get it in the Smirnoff-looking bottle.
Isn't it a liquid? How is it in a packet?
I'm not sure.
So, I mean, it's just used as an accelerant, basically, isn't it?
It has to be.
That's what I would
gotta
think so.
Be.
Because if you drink that, you would probably go blind. There's a pretty good chance you would go blind.
You'd be sick as a dog for a long time.
You wouldn't enjoy anything of that. Mm-hmm. It would probably taste like you're drinking bleach mixed with gasoline.
You basically are.
Yes. But it's Crack Off. It's totally fine, and it's in the medical aisle.
So there's Crack Off. That was the very first piece of content. Then we have Aldi Australia has released Hot Cross Bun flavored gin.
Like the Aldi grocers?
Yes.
They have their own liquor?
They have wine. That I know for
sure.
I
didn't know they even had wine.
Yeah, their wine is
so they're making
delicious.
Hot cross bun gin? Okay,
yeah.
So hot cross buns. What are hot cross buns?
As far as I know.
Is it like a Cinnabon?
They're like a little pastry.
Is it a pastry?
It's kind of like a generic pastry.
A biscuit. It doesn't look like there's any fruit or anything. A hot cross bun. There's a cross in it.
The particular picture we're looking at looks like it may have some raisins.
Of course.
Or is that chocolate chips?
I don't know. I hope they're not raisins. If they're chocolate chips, I would probably eat one. But the hot cross bun, okay, so to me it just looks like kind of a biscuit almost. It's or a bun. It's not really a pastry.
You know,
but to mix that with gin, which its prominent flavor in gin for people that might not know is juniper berry. That tastes like you're like sucking on a pine cone or a pine tree or pine saw. That's what most
pine
gin,
saw, yes.
That's what most gin is like, but then you're just putting that with, looks like cinnamon hot cross buns. It looks like a cinnamon raisin hot cross bun.
Oh, this actually does say it's infused with cinnamon spices. Spring mountain water, and I guess dough flavor.
Okay, so it's
this sounds so disgusting to me.
But juniper berry, which is pine,
I can't the taste stand of pine. Gin is my
mixed
least
with
favorite
a hot
alcohol.
Crossed bun. Now this should be illegal.
Yes, this should be on the shelf right next to the crack off.
Yes, right next to the crack off. Because who in their right mind, what do you even make with that? I've been a bartender for 15 years, and I couldn't tell you one thing that you would make with a hot cross bun gin liqueur.
Well, what is the most popular thing you have ordered that contains gin? Just like gin and tonic?
Gin and tonic is about all it goes with gin, but you can make some sort of, it's almost like a gin margarita with pineapple juice. Kind of thing. That one's actually
gin
pretty
and juice.
You use what is it? Hendrix. The cucumber infused one with pineapple and triple sec and lime juice and liquor 43. And then you shake that up and it's pretty foamy and delicious.
Gin
and good.
Wouldn't go with that.
And a little bit of simple syrup. No, that wouldn't go at all because then to me that's gonna taste kind of yeasty and cinnamon like.
No, see,
because it would just be cinnamon. Flavored gin liqueur. It's hot cross bun one. So it's going to taste like some sort of muffin with cinnamon and juniper berry.
Now, if this was a vodka, like a Stoli or something, I would totally try it.
Because
absolutely.
Vodka has
flavored
the least amount of taste
good.
To it, right?
Yeah.
Or at least bad taste to it. But as it's a gin, makes me twice as likely not to ever, or four times as likely never to try it.
No.
That's not something anyone should try.
So if you were forced to do a shot of the hot cross bun or a shot of the crack off, which
hot
one
hot cross
would
bun
you-
all the way, because I'm not going blind. That's straight up some homeless stuff right there, man. Like I said, that's an accelerant. That is not anything for people to consume. It was probably killing people. That's probably why that place was on a sting with all the rest of them, because there was too many people. It was probably cheap too, and all these homeless people started going blind all over the place, or just have these burns on their face from trying to drink it.
It's probably $3 less than 5 o'clock vodka
or Nikolai. That's actually cheaper than 5 o'clock.
Oh my god,
by 5 cents.
I figured we should round out this podcast with other strange alcoholic drinks and inventions according to HuffPo.
Oh, my favorite.
So the first one is chili vodka. Yes, it is vodka.
I've had some of this before.
This
one. These chili peppers in there infuse it.
Look how hot this is.
Oh, 250,000 Scovilles. It's like drinking hot sauce with vodka.
Isn't it more than that?
It's almost it's the simplest Bloody Mary ever made. You just don't put tomato juice or anything else in there and just dump hot sauce in it. No, I've had a couple of those before and it burns. It hurts. It's not fun. Even though I love hot stuff. I love hot flavors. I love Red Tide chili peppers.
Oh, me too.
I love everything that. And I like vodka. So you would think that you take two of the things that I like the most and stick them together and, you know, not necessarily will it ever turn out the way you want it.
Well, do you remember when we discussed the macaroni Cheetos?
Yeah, again.
And everyone said they are terrible.
Everybody says that they're terrible. Yeah. But again, that's two things you think would go together, maybe, or just two things you like, and it just doesn't turn out well.
Here's another example of that. The mac and cheese shot.
Oh, I'm interested in this.
This is macaroni, milk, Velveeta cheese, and rum.
Oh, hell no. Whoa. Read that again. Let's read that one more time. They're telling you to put in macaroni, noodles,
yes,
milk, Velveeta. Ugh. I'm sure you got
to
stir that shit up, right?
Velveeta's already gross.
And then you add rum. Why would you ever do that? That's not a thing. I want to meet one person that's actually done that.
Well,
they don't exist. The person that wrote this didn't even try it.
Hell no.
There's no way that they even asked somebody and they made that up. I bet you they asked a really sarcastic bartender because they're like, oh God, the Huffington Post pie guy's here at the bar again. All he does is ask me these stupid questions all the time.
Well, one of our most popular shots, we take some macaroni noodles,
some milk and Velveeta, and then we just mix it with rum.
Customers love it.
You're absolutely right. It was just an asshole.
This next one is called Smoker's Cough.
Oh, okay. Again, you have to name something. A child, a boat, and something people consume are very important. If you name it wrong, all is going to go wrong.
Read this.
You don't name something a smoker's cough and think people want to do this. All right, so the smoker's cough is a mixing of Jägermeister with mayonnaise.
Cough. That's puke.
That's gonna gross. So one of the other gross shots that they make.
I can't even look at this.
There's one called a cement mixer, and
I've had that.
Bailey's with lime juice, and it curdles in your mouth, and it makes you taste like you're drinking a loogie. It's so bad.
Oh, some of these are so awful. I can't even. Okay, read this.
There's this one called three penis liquor. Okay, well, this gives a whole new meaning to drinking the hard stuff. This cocktail containing seal penis, deer penis, and Cantonese dog penis is believed to increase potency and virility in men. According to Food Beast, just make sure you chase this down with a breath mint. You're literally drinking a bottle of dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not even, what do they ferment it to make it some sort of alcohol?
When someone says, suck a dick, you're like, no, I prefer to drink them.
I got whale penis, Cantonese dog penis.
Deer, wasn't it?
All right, so we have pizza beer. Pizza beer is not only pizza, but it's beer. It's a pizza beer, like in your dreams. A Chicago brewery has mixed together the two consumer favorites to create this prize-winning, quotations, epic combination. I doubt it. That's a lie. That's just a gimmick.
I think my husband would try that.
I wouldn't try it. There's nothing
like
pizza.
Pepperoni floating in it.
Spices or tomatoes.
So disgusting.
Or somehow it's going to taste like cheese.
Oh my God, chunk of chicken floating up
to the
top.
Another gin drink right here. It's called the Prairie Chicken.
Tell us about it.
All right. So the Prairie Chicken is raw egg yolk and salt and pepper concoction. It's an alternative to the Prairie Oyster, bourbon, Tabasco sauce, and raw egg. No.
People, why do you want this?
Oh, no. No one's again, I've been a bartender for 15 years. I've been a club bartender. I've been a corner bar bartender. I've been a high-end bartender. I've been all of them. No one's ever asked for any of this.
Thank God, because you'd have to call security on
them. Okay, so this one's called horse jizz. If somebody came up to the bar and asked me for horse jizz, I wouldn't talk to them.
No.
It is 50% beer and 50% milk.
Equals 100% terrible.
What? That's not even an alcoholic drink.
No.
Who would drink beer and milk? Because it's horse jizz, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, this one's called the tapeworm shot.
Okay. Yeah. What's it got in it?
Vodka, Tabasco sauce, a squeeze from a mayonnaise bottle.
No mayonnaise.
Yeah. Stop
in
with
alcohol.
The mayonnaise, people. So that's terrible.
At my current bartending gig, there's a thing where we have these adult milkshakes with booze in them.
Oh, I love those. They're so good.
But to me, I don't think that milk and alcohol go together.
Well, but wait. Does yours actually have milk or is it cream?
It's ice cream and milk.
Okay, but think about Kahlua. Kahlua and cream, that tastes freaking delicious. Yeah, Bailey's and cream, that's
delicious. It's very little amount of cream, though, that goes into that.
I mean, I love those alcoholic drinks.
Oh, man, I don't know. My stomach just doesn't feel like... If you're like going to drink one of those and then go out to the club, I'm pretty sure you're going to have a bad time.
Your personal chef has made alcoholic ice cream, and you love it.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know.
It's the same thing, it's just in blended form. But there's no excuse to put mayonnaise
in anything other than a sandwich.
Or milk into beer.
Or a dressing.
That's disgusting.
No, milk doesn't, dairy does not really need to go in beer at all.
Now, just the name of this one makes me want to puke. You want to tell us about the infected whitehead shot?
The name alone might make you pass out. Simply swirl vodka with a Bloody Mary mix and a spoonful of cottage cheese and do your best to hold it down. That sounds like you're just asking people to puke that up all over the bar, which then in turn you may have to clean later at the end of the night.
Yeah, if you really want to make that, don't make it at your house. Go to a friend's, friend's house.
If somebody asked for me at the bar to me, if they would have asked for that shot, I would have said no. Absolutely not.
I don't think
I know there's a bunch of bartenders that would be, oh, that's funny. Let's do it. No, dude, that's going to be gross. Because if I start seeing you puke everywhere, I'm just going to start puking everywhere.
Same with those cement mixers. People want to be tough guys and have it because it's a gross texture.
Yeah.
Yeah, you try that after a night of drinking and then your friend's throwing up in your car the whole ride
home. To
me,
that's what semen would be like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the closest thing I could think. Oh, yeah. That's okay. So I was accurate with it. Okay. Yeah. So I don't want that in my mouth.
So this one right here is called the Kim Jong-un nuclear bomb.
Okay.
Tell us what is in this.
It is one Big Mac, one McDonald's large fry, one McDonald's tangy barbecue sauce, one McDonald's milkshake, and one McDonald's apple pie.
With
and then?
Vodka.
Yeah.
No, nobody made that.
No one made it. I think they're just doing like an ad lib or a Mad Lib thing. They're just adding shit together saying this is what it is.
Yeah, they're just trying to find something that's as shocking as humanly possible.
Who knew Huffington Post would have a bullshit clickbait article? Who knew?
Who knew this was fake news?
I don't know.
Like, think of how much that stupid single Kim Jong-un nuclear bomb would cost. You have a Big Mac, which is what, $6?
Yeah.
You have a large fry, that's at least
$2. $3 at least.
Okay,
so
we're at
$9.
A tangy barbecue sauce, which if
50
you're,
cents if
yep,
you don't get
50 cents because you have nothing to go with
if you
it.
Have no nuggets, you don't get one. A McDonald's milkshake, $4. Which would be another $4. So what are we at to now?
9, 10, 11. We're probably about $15 now.
All right. And then an apple pie. And then
$2.
A shot of vodka.
Say at least. Well, but no, because one Big Mac, you would need more than one shot. A whole Big Mac, a whole fry.
This is gross.
A whole milkshake. This is a giant drink.
You're putting meat and mayo and pickles.
Oh my God. Okay. We got to pick one more.
They don't specify if you blend that up or not, but I'm guessing you would
have to.
But wouldn't that make it all like chunky?
Yes.
Like
it would
be all like really. I don't understand that. That's totally fucking false. That's
it's
not
fake
even
news.
Thanks a lot,
you
Huffington
know what?
Post.
We should write a letter to HuffPo to complain about this article.
We should just write them strongly worded emails
every time
we do an article.
We should.
Right?
Tell us this last one because I don't think I can read any more of these.
This is Gilpin Family Whiskey. The concoction is an artistic statement of James Gilpin and isn't sold in stores. Red flag number one.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, Gilpin takes the urine of two elderly diabetic patients daily, extracts high sugar content, and then uses the sugar in the fermentation of whiskey production.
No, he doesn't.
No one does that.
No one does
that. I'm calling complete bullshit on that.
Even if he
did. This is making me somewhat angry.
How is he not arrested?
Isn't that somewhat illegal? That has to. You're literally harvesting urine from diabetic patients?
Elderly.
So you're at an old folks' home and you're stealing their piss?
You have permission to somehow get to their urine, whether it's through a catheter or whatever.
Okay, so you got the bag. You're just taking the bags?
How do you have the right?
I don't know, but then
you're making food?
Then you're making stuff people consume? No wonder it's not sold in stores. It's made out of piss.
Yeah. Nobody's doing this. Nobody's doing this.
When I used
to work at Burger King, they were livid if you forgot to put a hairnet on.
Could
you imagine this?
Brewing
piss
consumable things with piss. Somebody else's piss.
Not even your own piss. It's someone else's piss.
Would it be any better if it was your own piss?
Pat, if I absolutely had to drink a piss drink, like gun to my head had to, I'd rather drink your piss than a stranger's piss.
Really? I just think piss is piss at that point,
right? But you'd rather drink a total stranger, you don't even know who it is.
Like if Waterworld was happening, just like Kevin Costner had to drink his own piss, I would rather drink my own piss than somebody else's piss.
But yeah, my own piss would be first, but if I couldn't drink my own piss, I would at least like to know whose piss it is.
What if they put the picture of the patient's face on
the bottle
and gave you a small blurb of their life?
Oh, so it's kind of
like... So you got
like,
to know them a little better.
It's kind of like the Humane Society. When you donate, you get the little picture
of
the
dog.
So
if you bought a bottle of James Gilpin's piss whiskey, it had like, you know, Frank. This is my patient Frank that you got it from.
96 years old.
Right, and it has like a little Tinder bio on there or something.
Like an obit?
Yeah. Oh, he's probably dead now. He was 96 when he pissed this out. That's complete horseshit.
Out of all these horrendous things, ranging from the Krakow to the
which will make you go blind.
Yeah, which would make you most likely to puke?
Oh, any of those stupid shots with mayonnaise in them.
I'm going to have to say the piss whiz.
I don't know. That one might be better than the McDonald's thing all blended up with vodka.
Absolutely.
What was that one with the rum?
The penis.
Okay. I forgot the stuff, the fermented penises.
Yeah, seal penis, deer penis, and Cantonese dog. Like, why do you even have all this stuff?
Where did you get all those penises, first of all?
I guess that's why
it's such a small bottle, because in the picture, it's a guy holding this, like, palm-sized bottle.
It's like a sample-sized soy sauce.
Yes.
That's, like, what it is.
Yeah. But I'm sure that it's expensive, because, like, how do you get all those penises?
How do you get them for starters?
And is that a specific recipe with the seal penis, deer penis, Cantonese dog penis?
Oh, like, is it trademarked?
Oh, I'm just saying, is that the best recipe? What other penises did they try before? Did they do goat penis? What about, like, cow penis?
Cow penis seems a lot easier to get than seal penis.
Or horse penis. That's a lot of penis.
Yeah.
You could make way more, what is it even called? Three penis liquor. Okay, so that's what it's called. So instead of like three olives, it's three penis.
I think it's actually called Tezhi Sanbianju.
That's a Shabon.
Shezhi?
I don't know. It's Chang Yu.
Oh, this is Chang Yu? Oh, Chang Yu. Yeah.
Yeah, Chang Yu something Tezhi Sanbianju. But it's three penis liquor.
Ugh, that is.
I think it's funny that it's called penis liquor, though, too.
It is.
Is that what you think?
It's
a pun intended, obviously, if you're taking shots of dick.
Yeah, you are. You
not
definitely
a shot to
are.
The dick, but shots of dick.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be it. I wouldn't want to do that one or the one that makes you go blind.
Yeah. Oh, the Krakow.
The Krakow. The Krakow makes you go blind. You will die. People don't drink that. And people don't make piss whiskey.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you mixed your Krakow with your three penis and you were having it while you were jacking off?
Wow. That would be, what would that even be called?
The end of your life. You're done. That is your final 5 minutes, buddy.
Speaking of done, well, that is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to shoot us a text message or leave us a voicemail, it is 248-716-TAP and the number one. That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. Fort Karma and myself, we apologize for everything.
Bye,
and we
guys.
Will see you next week, unless we're drinking crack off.
Steer clear of the penis. Avoid the penis.
Peace. I'll steer clear of that stuff all day.
Wow.
The stuff, I don't know, blind though.
That was seriously making me feel queasy.
That was gross. Like-